Now, the Goldbergs. Reunited in their own family life, the Goldbergs are watching the struggles of the Allisons to make a unity out of what has been nothing but internal struggle. Sammy has settled down to his old life again, but the girl who nearly ruined her life has not been reconciled to her father. And Dr. Cater, the psychologist who solved Sammy's problem, is trying to solve the situation with the Allisons. It seems to involve a woman out of Mr. Allison's past. And right at this moment, the phone rings and Allison starts. This is the call he expects from Esther Miller.
Could I answer it, Mr. Allison?
Well, Allison, let it ring. They'll call back again. If you haven't the courage to answer it, let me say you are not in.
Maybe it's not your long-distance call. Maybe it's something else, sir. It's something.
The phone. Why don't you answer it?
Rosie, will you please tell Sylvia to come down?
Is she upstairs?
Yes, she is, Rosie.
All right.
Miss Allison.
Molly, please. This is something nobody can advise Allison on. This is a purely private matter.
I only wanted to say, baby.
Don't say it.
Say it, Mrs. Goldberg.
I was just going to say, Miss Allison, that how would it be if you asked Miss Miller to come up and spend a few days with us?
And then? It isn't as if we were two young people. She knows how I feel about her, or at least how I once felt about her. And I know how she feels about me.
But you haven't seen each other for such a long time, Miss Allison. Maybe that's...
Molly.
I'm only saying. Keep it changed, Miss Allison. Maybe you're just keeping an idea of someone in your mind that the years melted away. People change. Feelings change.
The woman never married.
She may also have an idea in her mind of Mr. Allison as was. We don't remain as was.
And if she still comes for him as is?
That's up to the scene. Children,
you said she had a headache.
No, it's a headache.
No, headache.
My wife's
a poor headache.
Everybody's headache is
my headache. Ma, I'm sorry you said anything, Molly.
What did I say?
Whatever you said.
What did you say, Ma? Nothing. Well, I think that Mr. Allison is too old to get married again. While a person is living, Rosalie, they're never too old to fulfill their life. To you, Mr. Allison is old. In his own mind, he hasn't even started to live yet, maybe.
Well, I guess he meant that
what you said was what you meant. You meant what you said. Because you're young. So when you're 12 for 20 years old. So when you're 15 for 30 years old. And when you're 20, 40 years old. And each time you're wrong. Age is what you feel.
But if a person is old, he's old. A
person's old, he's old. But does Miss Allison go off with a cane?
Hmm?
No. Is he wrinkled? Is he his wife? Has he got bald hair? Is he lost his memory? He's feeble? No. Is he survived the old?
Yeah, Ma.
I suppose you think I'm on my last legs already, huh, Roger?
I didn't say that. I only said...
You replied. Implied.
Huh?
Implied.
Implied?
Yeah. That'd be like you said.
Excuse me.
You.
But really, Molly, what do you think?
About what?
What are we talking about? What do you think Allison should do?
I think as directed by Dr. Cater.
But what did Dr. Cater direct it? That's the question.
He said Mr. Allison should see Miss Miller.
For what?
Time will tell.
Don't speak in riddles. Should Allison marry this woman?
That all depends.
On what?
And that time has done.
Again, time. Personally, I'm against it.
Why, then?
Because I'm a one woman man.
But suppose they... Suppose that I...
Why should I suppose you're here?
But just consider, for instance, I'm not saying. Just suppose this.
I have no desire to suppose.
Did I say you desired? I said suppose. Suppose you were in Miss Allison's place.
Hmm?
Would you marry again?
Did Allison?
Well, he wanted to, but his children didn't want it.
Would I be more selfish than Allison? Is that what you think of me, Molly?
Did I say I thought that?
What would you have done, Molly? suppose I have passed away in your youth.
Yes, I'm also a one-man woman's age like you.
In a woman's case, it's different.
Why?
Of course, a woman without a man is like a house without a foundation. It cannot stand alone.
Miss Miller never married. She stood alone.
You are not Miss Miller. She was a businesswoman, and you were a homebody.
I was a homebody then.
What else? Your career was in the home.
Well, I could also been a career woman. I mean, say, for why not? I'm stupid.
No.
I'm funny.
Did I say?
I can't speak to people.
Too much.
So why couldn't I been a career woman?
Because you were the kind of a girl, Maury, that made every man want to protect you.
You married me to protect me, then?
I married you because I loved you.
And you still love me?
No.
Why not?
You ask too many foolish questions.
You don't love me, then?
I'm used to you.
Just used to me?
I like you.
You only like me?
Hey, Molly, without you, I would be less than I am.
You love me. Say it, huh?
Why do I have to say it?
Because I love to hear it.
All right, now, so I love you, Molly, with all your faults.
And without my faults, is it?
Without your faults, you wouldn't be Molly.
No, what's going on? What's happening?
Sit, Molly, sit. Don't go out.
Mr. Allison is hollering at Sylvia.
Sit, Molly. This is not our concern.
What's going on?
Now, when you're grown up, when all is said and done, when I come to you and treat you like a father to a daughter, you sit and don't answer. Do you want my life? Everything? What kind of a girl are you? What are you? Tell me that.
Where did
it
ring, Molly?
Let me tell him, please.
Where did it ring?
Hello? Yes. Yes, this is Mr. Allison. Miss Miller? Put her up, please.
Here. Come.
What kind of a woman is Esther Miller? And what role will she play in Sylvia's future? What advice will Molly give Mr. Ellison if Esther Miller comes to Lastonbury?